Nelson Little, it's Rob over at New Country 89.1 in Niagara, Ontario. I'm fine. How are things in Manitoba this morning, pal?
Not too bad. It's sunny and a little crispy and cold out there today.
Now, you guys probably get more winter than we do here in Ontario, even in the summertime, probably.
Yeah, probably true.
Great to meet you. Tell me a bit about yourself.
Awesome. Well, I'm Manitoba born and raised. I'm 45 now, but I was in a few accidents as a young man. When I was 13, I was in a gun accident.
Wow.
And then at age 17, I was in a tragic car accident. So I think those tragedies played a role in me becoming a singer and songwriter. I just had lived on a farm up by Riding Mountain National Park with my aunt and uncle. And once they lost their boy, I had to finish grade 12 and pretty much pick up the pieces of our youth there and picked up the guitar. My uncle played and sang. You know, from there, life happened, right? So you just keep going and keep writing, keep experiencing and learning, and here we are today.
Such adversity and challenges at such an early age. Did that kind of set the tone for what you wanted to say in your music, Nelson?
You know, at the time, I don't think I knew what was happening. I didn't until I had kids. My oldest boy is 13 now. So once I started having children, I started to see if this makes sense, the common sense of the world and, you know, the motions of society, what it's going to take for a family to survive in our day and age. And that's probably when I start to pay attention to the adversity becoming a tool later on in life, if that makes sense.
Yeah, it totally does. I've heard that many, many times. And until you're in those challenges, do you understand how good can come out of some challenging adversity?
You know what? It's exactly it. I have an older album called The Little Things. It was never mastered, but at the time of recording new music and getting excited about the songs you're laying down and working with amateurs, you learn these ropes later. But I have some earlier songs, and that's exactly what's in those messages is you take the negatives or the setbacks in life, you learn from them, and then you find a positive way, whether it's through a melody or lyrics, to tell the devastating story or the heartbreak story with a positive twist. And I believe I've taken that tool and that niche and brought that forward to my music today.
Is that where Just Make It Happen comes out? Because that kind of says to me, regardless of what's going on, you can always make it happen.
Yeah, that's exactly it. High Road was the second last song I put out. It was a post-pandemic release. My son was in grade 4 at the time and was struggling with all the changes, going back to school 6 feet apart. You can eat lunch with 4 people today. Tomorrow you eat lunch with 2 people. Mm. Next week we're having your class outside. It just went on and on, but it was like that for everybody. So for McLean, I started to write towards his problem, which was he was starting to fight back and rebel, walk away, and I didn't really have answers for him. So the writing antics for that song were pretty deep, and it did well. It won me some awards at the Manitoba Country Music Association. And to follow up, the following year, I had more live performances booked for the year than I had planned to do any videos or music releases. So when it came time to put out a new song, I won Roots Artist of the Year in 2023, and I just felt compelled. I got to give something back, and I got to get off my knees, you know. Life is like that. I went through a separation recently in the last 5 years, the pandemic. You go before that, that's three. You take away 3 of my releases. I'm still growing where I'm at, too. And to come up with new material, I just felt, you know what, it's time to just say something 100% positive. Try and get outside of this box you live in, this thinking box of writing and always waiting for something to happen in life where I have to sit back and learn about it and write about it. Mm. Maybe it's time to just take that plunge and, you know, any seasoned lyricist can put what they want down on paper, but if you'd someone like myself, you have to mean it. So it does have purpose, and it is about myself taking the next step, whether I want to get involved in another relationship, I want to take this show on the road, I want to buy a bigger house. So kind of same thing. As soon as I take pen to paper, I start to think of the big picture, and the big picture is include everybody. There's no one in this world that doesn't deserve that little message in the fortune cookie that says, just make it happen. Like, take the plunge, get over the obstacle and go for it, you know?
Something to be said about the medicine of music. What is it for you, Nelson? Is it live music? Is it writing? Is it collaborating? What gives you that extra push when you get to think about it?
I don't know. I think when I hear a really nifty melody with a story inside of it, it doesn't matter the genre. I'm attracted to that. So I think that attraction, which probably is a healing mechanism for me. It obviously isn't a 3-minute escape just to take your heart and soul and mind somewhere else as a listener.
Now, when you think about live music, I mean, I know a lot of music lovers who are going to shows, they get a certain thing from that live experience. They may not know what the artist may get from that. What is it for you, Nelson?
Yeah, I guess same thing. I love hearing the pieces behind me. So whether it's a steel guitar, a piano, a fiddle, the flavor in that song, you know, it's usually the fifth piece of your band. That's what I wait for. That's what I long for. That's what I listen for. So it's probably the music playing back for me, just as it would be a fan out in the crowd. Actually, I get a high, whatever you call it, my nerves. I'm worried about screwing up the lyrics. I'm worried about screwing up a chord, breaking a string, a cable not working. So I think of all these things to make the show go perfect, and I probably overthink them all. But in the back of my mind, once the music starts, I'm probably like a fan out in the crowd listening to my favorite part of what's being played on stage.
That's wonderful.
I actually over-focus on it if I really like it.
That's great, man. I always love that. You know, for me, I mean, being a musician and a music fan, both, I love watching a band enjoy themselves on stage. Because if they're enjoying, that means you're enjoying, right?
Yeah, that's true. That's right. No, I played with the same guys now for quite some time now. I've had the same band roughly roundabout. I think you know how that business works. But for about 15 years now, we're very comfortable together.
That's great.
It is a lot of fun. There's this transition for an artist like myself over that span where we're going from cover songs or originals that the band is comfortable with to learning new material, which is mine, which, you know, every now and then each guy in the band has their favorite song, their favorite hook, their favorite lick, you know?
Yeah, for sure. They enjoyed all along for sure. Speaking of live, what's the plan for the year, my friend? Are you hitting the road? What's going on there?
I got a few gigs are always coming in. I'm opening for Will Prince in June. My mother and his family come from the same First Nation, Peguis, Manitoba.
Very cool.
Doing that, I'm playing at Mossy River Days with Franny Klein and Krista Lucas. We're doing the whole evening in July 5th. I've been invited to the VIP tent at Dolphins Country Fest this year. I played there last year as well. I've been doing the national anthems for the Manitoba Moose at the Canada Life Center in Winnipeg.
Wonderful.
So that's becoming a little trend of mine. I'm enjoying that. Yeah, there's shows coming up left, right, and center.
Any Ontario dates in your sight?
Something in Kenora. There's I've done the Red Lake Rock the Runway.
Right.
And I'm seeking out that again, but nothing in stone right now. I've had interest from a place called Jerry's just in Lake of the Woods and another venue there. It's I forget the name of it. Some sportsman lodge in Kenora, I believe, but still all pending.
CCMA is coming up Edmonton this year. Will you be part of that?
As of right now, I'm not on any showcases, but I'm sure through, things start up late, it seems. March, April, we'll get our information now about booking those that weekend.
Yeah.
So it's still coming up, but I'm sure I'll be in Edmonton, yes.
Well, we'd love to see you in here in Ontario, perhaps even in Niagara. Come on down, see the falls, and say hello.
Awesome. We'll be in touch for sure.
Doors always open. Nelson Little and Just Make It Happen is the tune right here, Friday Live, New Country 89.1.
Thank you so much.